Tonight's shir, Simen Kuftes, Se'if Aleph. Simen Kuftes, Din Eichis Naheg Hayachid L'chavem Etfilasoyim Atzibur. How is an individual supposed to conduct himself when he davens with the Tzibur? Se'if Aleph. Hanichnas L'beis HaKnesses U'motz Tzib Mispal. Person comes into shul, and he sees that the Tzibur is davening. If he calculates that he can begin and finish his Shemoneh Esrei before the Sheikh Tzibur gets to Kedusha or Kaddish, let's say there it's Marv, Yisbal, then he should daven. V'adin, Amen, to Hakel HaKadosh. The same is true as far as being able to answer the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh, V'Shemeh Tefillah, and the Amen of Shemeh Tefillah. Dinan Kakash Kedusha. The Ramah says it's the same as Kaddish and Kedusha. V'im Lav, and if not, if he won't be able to finish davening to catch the Kedusha of the Kaddish, Al Yisbalo. Don't daven, just wait. Imein Hashal Averis, if he's not going to miss this Matfilah. V'im Nichnas Acha Kedusha, if he comes to Shul and to Zdam Shon Esrei and they're already past Kedusha. If he can begin and end before the Sheikh Tzibur gets to Modim, Yisbal, he should daven. Vimlav, if not, I Yisbal. He shouldn't daven, wait till after Modim. Vahuadin, im yochel agia le Modim, o la'achas meha brachos, the same is true, if he can reach Modim, or any one of the brachos, sheshochim behem, that you bow in that bracha, when the Sheikh Tzibur gets to Modim, then Yisbal, then he can't daven, because he'll be bowing when everyone else bows. If he has to begin Shemoneh Esrei because he just finished the Bracha Gal Yisrael, and you have to put Gul next to Tefillah, and the Sheikh Tzibur arrives at Modim while he's in the middle of the Bracha Shemoneh Esrei, Yishche Imo. If he's in the middle of the Bracha, he can bow with the Tzibur. Alhu b'tchilasa o b'sofa, but if it's at the beginning or end of a bracha, lo yishcha, he may not bow. Shein shoychim b'tchilas bracha b'sofa, one may not bow in the beginning or end of a bracha, el ba'avos b'da, only by the bracha of avos, the first bracha, and hoda, by the bracha of modim. So the two things go on in the mechaber here. The first is calculating that you will catch a kedusha and a kaddish, and not losing that opportunity. The second issue the Mechaber introduces is being able to bow when the Tzibur says Modim. And that's its own issue, that everyone shouldn't be bowing and you're not. Let's take a look at Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Alef. Hanichnas HaBeis HaKnesses, the person comes into Shul, V'moitz L'Tzeis L'Esbal L'Bazor Chutz HaBeis HaKnesses. Now if he chooses to walk out of the Shul and to daven in the side room, because he sees there is Shon Esrei, and he's not going to make it for the Kaddish of the Kedusha, he could do that. He can go out of the room and daven without waiting. He doesn't have to wait for them for the Kaddish Kedusha if he's not in the room. He walks in, he sees what they're up to, he could step out into another room. Sifkan Beis, Tzibur Mispal V'chulu, the Tzibur is davening. Zehasif Mar B'tfilas HaMincha. This paragraph is referring to Mincha. It's also true if a shacharis and he was still in the middle of kriyishma on the brachas when the tzibur begins to run esrei. The simple case is that you walk in, they're ready to start shmoneh esrei. So can I finish my shmoneh esrei in time for the kedusha? But if it's shacharis, he doesn't have to walk in late. He could be in the middle of kriyishma on the brachas and the tzibur begins to daven. So he has to calculate, im yorcha lahaskha v'ligmor hatfila, will he have enough time to begin and end his tefillah ad elakainetzor, at least until elakainetzor, before the Sheikh Tzibur gets to Kedusha. If he can, Yisbal, he should daven. If not, Yisbal, he shouldn't start Shemoneh Esrei yet. Rak yamtin b'shir chadasha, he should wait at shir chadasha. You'll look ahead what I write about this halacha in the name of the Chayim. Sifkan Gimel, Sheikh Tzibur l'Kedusha. So, if he can begin and end before Sheikh Tzibur gets to Kedusha, he should daven then. The Kedusha asur lom b'yachad v'chein kaddish. There's no allowance for an individual to say Kedusha or Kaddish. It requires a Tzibur. Umodim tame, the reason why it gets to Modim at the end of the Sif, tesarach lishchos im hakahal, because he has to bow with the Tzibur. Shlei nira kekoy for b'mishat tzibur shtachman. Although it shouldn't appear as if he is denying that to whom the tzibur is bowing, that he's not going to bow, that would be terrible. Sivkan dald, o lekadosh, will he finish when I essay before kedusha or before kadosh? Lechayra, kiven tzarich ligma tefilas akom kedusha. If he has to finish this when I essay before the kedusha, kol shkein sheish mahakadosh achron essay. Obviously, he'll catch the kadosh after when I essay. So it must be we're talking about Ma'ariv, the lack of Kedusha, where there is no Kedusha. So all there is the Kaddish after the Shemoneh Esrei. Inami, or Ma'ariv Kishikvar Shama Kedusha. It could be a case where it's Shachras and Mincha, but he already heard Kedusha. Dibishim Kedusha lo yitzarech lahatis. No, he doesn't have to wait for Kedusha. He already answered Kedusha. L'kamosh enichta l'kamon, as we will write later on. Dibikamokam tzarech ligmar kod makash achron esrei. So even if he's not going to make it for the Kedusha, he should has to be done in order to respond to the Kaddish after Shemoneh Esrei, which means he should finish Shemoneh Esrei before the Chazan gets to Heshmer Rabba. Even if he misses the very beginning of Kaddish, that's not the important part. It's to make sure he's finished by the Heshmer Rabba. V'lo yana amen oz. And in such a case, he can't answer the amen to Heshmer Rabba. Raki Heshmer Rabba vat. He'll just say Heshmer Rabba. Why? Because since he has no thoughts about what the Amen is going on, he's davening Shemoneh Esrei. He finishes right as they're up the Heshmei Rabba, so he's not focusing on the Kaddish until that point. So if he answers Amen, Mikri Amen Yisoyma. That would be an Amen Yisoyma, since he wasn't focusing on what the Chazan was saying leading up to that Amen. And if he was paying attention, and he knows to what this Amen is going on, Rashai, then he can answer Amen. V'dan, you should know, the Amen Yehesh Rabba Odeh B'Kedusha, to respond Amen Yehesh Rabba is greater than responding to Kedusha. I can therefore, im basamuch Kedusha, if he came to shul close to Kedusha, v'myam tenar acha Kedusha, and if he waits till after Kedusha to start davening, lo yigmer tfilas v'racha kash, he won't finish till after the kash at the end, Ulaham tenar achar kaddish, and to wait until he hears the kaddish, the dash and esrei, eino yochel, he can't. Neshes matfila oivel, he misses matfila. Toiv sheyaschel espal kodem kedusha. It's better for him to begin to daven before the kedusha. V'yuchol lanus amen yishrab in order to answer yishrab afterwards. If he has to choose, I'm getting one or the other, either the kedusha or the kaddish. I can't get both. Then get the amen yishrab. Start your Shemoneh Esrei now. You'll miss the Kedusha, but you'll be done in time to answer your Shemoneh Esrei at the end. U'Kedusha Adif Mimoidim. The next level down, responding to Kedusha overrides or takes precedence over Modim. Okay, and therefore, in Ba Samuch Kedusha, he comes to Shul near Kedusha. V'miyaschum Miyad Lo Yuchalom Kedusha. If he starts right away, he won't answer Kedusha. V'miyad Anach Kedusha. But if he waits till after Kedusha, he won't be able to say Moedim Rabbanim with the Tzibur. And if he waits till after Moedim, he can't do that. He's afraid he'll miss his Mantfilah. It's better that he should wait, answer Kedusha, and then start davening, and he'll miss Moedim. So writes the Magen Avraham. Now, based on what we write later on in Sifkan Yudal in the name of Magiborim, Toiv sheyaschel bezel hispal in Mashiach Tzibur b'shava. What he really should do is start davening the silent personal Shemoneh Esrei together with the Mashiach Tzibur b'shava shatz. V'yelo kedusha modim, then he'll get both kedusha and modim. V'kolshkin do amin yisharaba od v'modim. Now, certainly, amin yisharaba is bigger than modim, because Yehesh Rabbah is bigger than Kedusha, and Kedusha is bigger than Modim. I can therefore, Misha Bolevetz Knesset, take of Ach Kedusha. Let's say someone shows up in Shul after Kedusha. Vim Yab, then Arach Moedim, he waits till after Moedim, Davin Shmon Esrei, Lo Yuchal Anos Amen Yehesh Rabbah, Achar Kadosh Ach Shmon Esrei. He won't be able to answer the Amen Yehesh Rabbah to the Kadosh after Shmon Esrei. Vim Yab, then Arach HaKadosh, and if he waits till after the Kadosh, Yavaz Matfilah, Mis Matfilah. So Yaschal Miyad, he can't wait, he starts right away. The mut of vatal moedim, melavat amen yisharav. Better to miss moedim than to miss amen yisharav. Though not to mention the moedim efshel lishchas bem seisan. When the tzibur says moedim, he can bow if he's in the middle of a bracha of Shemoneh Esrei and Sichas Shemoneh Esrei. So in meila, that is what he has to do. V'chein, similarly, odif amen yisharav mitfilah b'tzibur. to answer Amen Yesharaba, even overrides Tefillah B'tzibur. Okay, and therefore, in Bas Salchash, let's say he comes to Shul close to Kaddish. The Im Yisbal Tekef Yival to Amen Yesharaba. If he starts to Tashman Esrei, he'll miss Yesharaba. Vim Yab to Racha Kaddish, if he waits till after Kaddish, Lichusbal Arvas Metzibur. He won't be able to have Marvat Metzibur. Amen Yesharaba, Amen Yesharaba overrides. He came to Shul to daven Mincha when they were ending Mincha. They were at the end of Mincha, and he just walked in. Mm-hmm. So if he starts his Mincha Shmona Esrei, he'll be done in time to join the Tzibur for their Ma'ariv. But if he waits to answer Kaddish and then daven his Mincha, there's no way he'll catch up. So the halach is, it's better to wait, answer Yishma Rabba, then he should right away daven his mincha shmona esrei. And he shouldn't worry about the fact that the tzibur is davening marv and he's davening his mincha. It's still daytime. Look, we wrote in Birloch Shem Pim Gadol. Sifkaten hey. Vehu hadin amen v'chulu. The Ramah says it's not just Kaddish and Kedusha. It's the Amen of Akela Kadosh and Shema Tefillah. L'chayra, the Mishnah Berurah asked the following question. Bishlama, Amen de Shema Tefillah yesh nafkamina. I understand there's an issue here that the Ramah has to introduce the Amen of Shema Tefillah, the Yetzarech lahamtim yisbala filo acha kadusha at sheyedah sheyigmar kodim b'yach Shema Tefillah. He's saying that even if I'm able to get a kadusha that's not sufficient, I still have to wait until I answer the Amen to Shema Tefillah before I can start to daven. I will Amen to Kela Kadosh to my nafkamina. What does it mean I wait to daven until I answer Kela Kadosh? Kin Serech Ligma L'Spal Kon Kedusha, since you're waiting to answer Kedusha anyway, Memeli Yana Amen Achel Kadosh, of course you're going to answer Amen to Kela Kadosh. To tell me I can't start to ask me even if I answered Kedusha, because you have to answer the Amen to Shema Tefillah, that's a Chiddush. But they tell me, wait until the Amen Kel Kaddish. I just said Kedusha, of course I'll answer Amen Kel Kaddish. The Yeshloma Denav Kamina, so the Mishnah Berurah answers, the case is, Afil Shama Kedusha, let's say he heard Kedusha before. He still has to wait because of the Amen of Kel Kaddish, which he had not heard yet. The Gam, there's another point. He can't begin his Shmoneh Esrei immediately after Kedusha. Until after he answers Amen to the Bracha, the Gamz who Shaykh the Kedusha, which is part of the Kedusha. And the same would be true if he knows that Tziba is going to say Baruch Hu and he didn't hear Baruch Hu yet. If he can finish his Shmoneh Esrei before they get to Baruch Hu, Mispal Kedak, he should daven, and then he'll answer Baruch Hu. But if he knows he will not be done before the Baruch Hu, he'd have to wait until he hears the Baruch Hu. And if he already heard Kedusha or Baruch Hu, he knows he'll hear it afterwards, then he doesn't have to wait. Miu, however, the Moedim, when it comes to Moedim, even if you heard modem many times, you still have to wait for modem because it's a whole different part. By modem, it's not that I have to say modem rabbonim as much as it is I have to bow and everyone else bows. I shouldn't appear chasson like a koifer if I don't bow. When we say that a person waits for kaddish, over there, there's no limit how many times. Kedusha, we say he heard already. Baruch Hu, he heard already. Or the Amens, he heard already. But when it comes to Kaddish, there's no limit. But maybe the Kaddish for Aleinu and the Yom, those Kaddishes aren't part of this Cheshbon. Ken Kosev, HaMagen Avram, V'Shachram, so writes the Magen Avram and other Achronim, V'Derech HaChai, V'Chayodim Kosu, the Kol HaKaddish, M'Shama Kavar, V'An Amen Shrabba, and Serech Tzul HaHamten. Derech HaChai, V'Chayodim, say even more. All the kaddishes. If I already answered once Yesh Me Rabba, I'm done. I don't have to wait. Sivkan Vav. Achar Kedusha. If he comes into shul after Kedusha. Lav Davka. Mr. Bissett doesn't have to be that case. It's true if he comes in before Kedusha. For him to mispal Rach Kedusha, he waits to start because he wants to answer Kedusha. So if Gam can Lashar Ba'as, we still have to make a calculation. Im Yucha Ligmor, Achigir Sheikh Siv Lamodim, will I be done before the Sheikh Siva gets to Modim? So if Karan Zay Sheikh Siv Lamodim, so he has to calculate, will I be able to respond to Modim when I'm done my Shemoneh Esrei? Ul Ramo Hanal Bagol, but according to the Ramo that we mentioned before, the measure isn't Modim. Sarach Ligmor Kodim Amen Shel Shemiyat Tefillah. He'd have to finish already by the Amen of Shemiyat Tefillah. Or Sheishar Ba'atzmo, if he calculates for himself, maybe he could say Shmei Tefillah together with the Sheikh Sibur, and then there's no requirement to answer Amen. V'im lav, and if not, lo yaskel ad modim, he shouldn't begin until modim. That's the Achronim right lahalocha.
Wait, so guys who daven slow, and if they start with everybody else, they're not there. They should wait till Chazor Shashatz and then daven.
That's a bit halacha. If you look back, turn the page back, the first Ber Halocha in the Siman, Hanichnas Abeis HaKnesses U'motz Tzibur, he walks into Shul, and he finds the Tzibur are in the middle of Davenik. Nistapakti, I have a Shaila. Imiderech Tivur L'Harach B'Tfilah, if his nature is to daven longer, V'eni Yochel L'Sayim Ad Kedusha, he will not be done by the time they get to Kedusha. Imutal Haskel, am I allowed to start? Or do I have to wait? Umikan ein raya le'iser. There's no proof from this halacha that it's wrong to start. The after the zelaft feels tzibur gemura mikri, because perhaps it's not a complete tefillah but tzibur. Me'achshlo hischli ma'al shav. If I don't start with him, what should cause people to go? Because one of them writes, "Avle maskel v'shav." If I begin equal with everyone else, after keeping the at the chal of achilas balsi. Since right now I have an obligation with tzibur, v'chiyav anias kedusha le'is at in love. Right now there's no obligation to answer kedusha. So I don't have to worry that I'll miss out later on the bigger mitzvah of responding to Kedusha or the Kaddish. The Gamda Azia Onus apart from us. Besides, at that point, I'm an Onus, I'm Potter. Umikom Malkum, on the other hand, Ein Lahavi Raya Lahokal, you can't bring a Raya the other way. Madar Gamor, because the Gemara says, he found the Shul in the middle of the Tefillah. Flo Nokat Yosef, why don't I say a bigger case? As in Shiatsiyanu, our case. He knows from the get go he won't be done. The Gemara just picked the common case. So basically, the Mechabes scenario is he comes into shul late. Unless he's on time, but he knows he won't be done. That's the Mishnah Berurah Nista Pakti. I don't know. I'm not sure. Can I start or have to wait?
So he
makes it sound like you have a chiv, like Bens Pima Godim, right now I have a chiv, Tzibet Zibur. And that's what my chiv is. And he brings on the notes that the Chazon Ish and the Tshuvas Samach Chaim says, Yisrael Chaim Zonnefeld, you daven your own daven and don't worry about it. Mishdebura Sifkaton Ches, Sheshoichin Behem Bechulu. If he gets to one of the brachas where you bow when the Tzibah does Moedim, that's perfect. Bafa Pishla Yochalom Moedim Abon Shetzibah Oim, even though he can't say the words of Moedim that everyone else says. Emekaklam, that doesn't bother us. Since he's bowing together, but you should try to calculate that your Shmei Tefillah is with Shir Tzibur, as we will say in Sif Beis. Sif contest. If he has to start Shmoneh Esrei in order to be Samek Gul Tefillah, Perish, what does that mean? He made a mistake. He didn't stop at Shir Chadash. He went straight to Gal Yisrael. And now he must begin his Shmoneh Esrei. For who I did, the same is true. If he knows, and he has to have right now because he'll miss this man. Because otherwise the din is wait at Shir Chadash for Kedusha. So there's two cases where you can't wait. Either because you got to Gal Yisrael by accident, so you have to start Shmoneh Esrei, or because he'll miss this man tefillah. Sefka and Yud, Yishche Imo. If he's at the bracha that he bows, or in the middle of a bracha, he bows with the tzibur. Ve'enu oimer oz moedim, but he doesn't say moedim. Vashchiyahu kadesh lo yehnira kekoifer b'mi shatzibah shacham lo. It's just that he's bowing, that it shouldn't have any appearance that he's denying that the tzibur is bowing and we're not. U'mikomokom enu muchach lo lahaschon yad. But if it's not necessary for him to begin his Shmoneh Esrei right away. Lo hutl haschal tefila. He can't begin his davening. Al das sheyishcha be'asa brachos, with the intent that I'll bow at some bracha in the middle. After mutl ishchas be'asa kolos, even though you are allowed to bow in the middle of the brachos. Uka the kalman b'simak kufi gimel, as we learn later in simak kufi gimel. Mishum d'shem yishchach milishchas, he might forget to bow. Kimon sheinu mechuyev shom lishchas b'lavachos, otherwise he's not obligated to bow at that point. If he has to pay attention to it, what kind of kavanah is going to have to an essay? It'll be distracting. So the case that Mechaber is saying that he bows in the middle of a bracha when everyone does modim is when he had to start Shmoneh Esrei. But if he didn't have to start Shmoneh Esrei, don't start Shmoneh Esrei until after modim, so you can bow with everyone else.